the supplication on Tuesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, and praise is His right, since Him deserves it, abundant praise. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of my soul, for surely the soul commands to evil, except as my Lord has mercy. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of Satan, who adds sins to my sin. I seek protection with Him from every wicked tyrant and unjust sovereign and conquering enemy. O Allah, place me among Thy troops are the victors, and place me in Thy party, for Thy party are the ones who prosper. And place me among Thy friends, for Thy friends no fear shall be upon them, nor shall they sorrow. O Allah, set right for me my religion, for it is the preserving tie of my affair. Set right for me my hereafter, for it is the abode of my permanent lodging, and to it I flee from the neighborhood of the vile. Make life an increase for me in every good, and death an ease for me from every evil. O Allah, bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and the completion of the number of the envoys, and his household, the good, the pure, and his household, the good, the pure, and his companions, the distinguished. And give me on the Tuesday three things. Leave no sin for me unless Thou forgives it. And leave no grief unless Thou takes it away. And leave no enemy. And leave no enemy unless Thou repelst him. By means of In the name of Allah, the best of the names. In the name of Allah, Lord of earth and heaven, I seek to repulse every hateful thing, the first of which is His anger. And I seek to attract every lovable thing, the first of which is His good pleasure. So seal me with forgiveness.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear brothers and sisters, salam, and so welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about connecting with Lady Fatima, peace be upon her. Today is the 29th of the month of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 13th of day, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 3rd of January, 2022. of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We're going to speak about a great lady, Prophet Muhammad's daughter, Fatima Zahra.
نحن أبناء البتول عن خطاها لن نزول نحن أبناء البتول عن خطاها لن نزول ذكرنا يا فاطمة فخرنا يا فاطمة ذكرنا يا فاطمة فخرنا فاطمة.
Lady Fatima in the verse of Mubahila. Allah the Exalted said in the Holy Quran, verse 61 of chapter 3,
أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ فَمَنْ حَاجَّكَ فِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ فَقُلْ تَعَالَوْا فَقُلْ تَعَالَوْا نَدْعُ أَبْنَاءَنَا وَأَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَنِسَاءَنَا وَنِسَاءَكُمْ وَأَنفُسَنَا وَأَنفُسَكُمْ ثُمَّ نَبْتَهِلْ فَنَجْعَلْ لَعْنَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْكَاذِبِينَ.
Then whoever argues with you about it after this knowledge has come to you, say, Come, let us call our sons and your sons, our women and your women, ourselves and yourselves, then supplicate earnestly together and invoke the curse of Allah upon the liars among us.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
A delegation of Najrani Christians came to the Prophet. They intended to argue with him. The archbishop started, Who was Moses' father? The Prophet answered, Imran. Who was Yusuf's father? The Prophet answered, Yaqub. Jacob. Who is your father? Abdullah. Who is Jesus' father? The Prophet waited a moment while Gabriel revealed the following to him. Say he was the Spirit of Allah and his word. The Archbishop then asked, Can he be a spirit without having a body? Again a revelation was sent to the Prophet. The similitude of Isa before Allah is as that of Adam. He created him from dust, then said to him, Be, and he was. When the archbishop heard this, he jumped in objection, saying that Isa was created from dust, and said, Muhammad, we won't find this to be in the Torah, the Bible, or in the Zabur. You are the first one to say this. This was the moment that the verse of Mubahila was revealed. After the delegation had heard the verse, they said, Assign for us a solemn meeting. The Prophet's answer to this was, Tomorrow morning, if Allah wills. The next morning, the Prophet ordered Ali ibn Abi Talib to follow him and Fatima Zahra, in turn holding Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein to follow Ali. When the delegation saw the Holy Family and that the Prophet had a spirit and met for himself and family, they said to each other, By Allah, he is a true Prophet. And if he curses us, surely Allah will answer his prayer and destroy us. The only thing that can save us is to ask him to relieve us from this meeting.
Sayyid Muhsin Naqwi from the Islamic Seminary of Qum.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The Imam of the time, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, has said, "Fi binta Rasulillah li uswatun hasana." He said that in the life of the daughter of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is a role model for me. When we look at the life of the Imam of the time, because he is the savior of the mankind, And once he says that a person is role model for him, therefore that personality can be role model for the whole mankind. This personality is the daughter of the Prophet, which is Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha, or the Lady Fatima. When we look at her life, we look different aspects of her lifestyle, which can become a guide for us in order to follow the pure Muhammadan Islam. She is also known as Kawthar, the beneficent, or the place of goodness. This place of goodness means that whoever has dealt with her, or when she socialized in the people, amongst the people, she was the source of goodness for everyone, and she did goodness to everyone. Whereas we can see that even when she used to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the middle of night, she first used to pray for her neighbors, and then the people of Medina, and then Mu'mineen, and then for the household.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
Hazrat Fatima, the most outstanding lady. Lady Fatima Zahra was an obedient daughter. She loved her parents so much and had won their love and respect to such an extent that the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny used to rise whenever she came to him and called her the mother of her father. In the same vein, she was a humble and hard-working wife and respectful and obedient spouse to her husband, so much that Hazrat Ali once described her as a partner in progress and in obedience to Allah. She never ever disobeyed her husband. In addition, as a fulfilled mother, Hazrat Fatima Zahra trained and brought up wonderful children who had left their unique marks in history, which will neither be erased nor forgotten. Interestingly, in answer to an inquiry about the lofty status of Hazrat Zahra, the noble prophet, who says nothing out of whims and caprices, said, "Verily, she is the leader of the women of the universe." The prophet was asked, "O messenger of Allah, is she the leader of the women of her time?" And he, the prophet, replied, "There was the case with Maryam, daughter of Imran, but as for my daughter, Fatima, she is the leader of women of the world, the first and the last." Brothers and sisters, this is the continuation of today's special from IRIB English Radio. And now we look at a lesson we get from Lady Fatima, and that is praying for others. Lady Fatima taught us the importance in remembering others in your prayers before your own prayers. Her selfishness and devotion to the Ummah remains one of the core lessons to learn from Lady Fatima, and we can all learn to be better Muslims by following her example of praying for others before ourselves. When asked by her son Hassan why she did not pray for herself first, she answered, "My son, neighbors first, our household next."
And this is where we see that Abu Bakr demands witnesses. And there's a very interesting conversation between Amir al-Mu'mineen and Abu Bakr. And this is mentioned by Shaykh al-Tabrasi in Kitab al-Ihtijaj and Ibn Abil Hadid al-Mu'tazili in Sharh Nahj al-Balagha. Abu Bakr now has seized control of Fadak, and now he's saying, Fatima alayhi salam, she sends someone, the narration's in Bukhari, she sends someone to tell him that this was, you know, this is my inheritance from the Prophet, this belongs to me. Abu Bakr says, the Prophets do not leave inheritance, where are your witnesses? So he's asking Fatima to Zahra to produce witnesses. And I'll read the narration for you, because I think that it's very beautiful how Amir al-Mu'mineen argues this. فَقَالَ أَبُو بَكْرٍ So when Fatima al-Zahra demands Fadak, Abu Bakr says, هَذَا فَيْءُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ Fadak is the property of all Muslims. So he's trying to treat Fadak like Khaybar. That just like Khaybar was distributed to the Muslims, Fadak is also public property. It belongs to all of the Muslims. فَإِنْ أَقَامَتْ شُهُودًا أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ جَعَلَهُ لَهَا وَإِلَّا فَلَا حَقَّ لَهَا فِيهِ I'll change my opinion if she can produce witnesses that the Prophet gave it to her. So this is his argument. Amir al-Mu'mineen is there. Amir al-Mu'mineen, he says to him, يَا أَبَا بَكْرٍ أَتَحْكُمُ فِينَا بِخِلَافِ حُكْمِ اللَّهِ فِي الْمُسْلِمِينَ The Imam says, Oh Abu Bakr, are you giving a judgment that contradicts Allah's judgment on these matters? Abu Bakr said, No. The judgment that I'm giving is, it corresponds to what the Sharia teaches. Then the Imam, he says, فَإِنْ كَانَ فِي يَدِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ شَيْءٌ يَمْلِكُونَهُ ثُمَّ ادَّعَيْتُ أَنَا فِيهِ مَنْ تَسْأَلُ الْبَيِّنَةِ Abu Bakr is asking Fatima to prove that she owns Fadak. Amir al-Mu'mineen, he says to Abu Bakr, if something is owned by the Muslims and it's in their possession and I come and I claim that it's mine, who do you ask for evidence? And then Amir al-Mu'mineen, he says, فَمَا بَالُ فَاطِمَةَ سَأَلْتَهَا الْبَيِّنَ عَلَى مَا فِي يَدِهَا وَقَدْ مَلَكَتْهُ فِي حَيَاةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ وَبَعْدِ Then why are you asking Fatima for witnesses that she owns Fadak? She owned it during the lifetime of the Prophet. You seized it. You dismissed, you fired the workers that were working on the land of Fadak. So it was in her possession. So you have to prove that it is Faytul Muslimin.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special, inshallah. We join together on another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings. Fi aman Allah.
Allahumma salli ala Fatimata wa abiha. Allahumma salli ala Fatimata wa abiha wa ba'liha wa baniha bi'adad ma ahata bihi ilmuk Allahumma salli ala Fatimata wa abiha وبعلها وبنيها بعدد ما أحاط به علمك
Food for thought
Hello dear listeners, and here is a part of a sermon in the famous book Nahj al-Balagha in which the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, describes the simple, God-fearing lifestyle of Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. Blessed are the ascetics in the world those who yearn for the other world, the people who spread Allah's earth beneath them to sleep on, who lean against its dust, whose motto is his book, whose maxim is supplicating to him, whose perfume is water, and who take the world on loan in the way of the Messiah. Verily, Allah the Exalted revealed to Jesus, O Jesus, keep to the first way, keep to the manner of the messengers. Say to your people, O brother of the warners, do not enter any of my houses except with pure hearts, clean hands, and lowered eyes. I will not hear the prayer of any who supplicates to me if any of my servants is oppressed by him, and I will not answer the prayer of any who has not fulfilled any of my rights over him.
Join us in this journey, IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. There's a very famous tradition from Lady Zahra Salamullah alayha, in which, you know, maybe today this may be understood in a very negative manner, unfortunately. But you must understand who is saying this. The Hazrat Zahra Salamullah alayha is the pinnacle and the apex of a role model for a sister, for a lady, for a woman, both in terms of the physical development and in terms of the spiritual development. not only to say that she is the pinnacle of that, but she has to be that particular uswa, that role model that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given for those Muslim ladies. So in this tradition, understanding that, obviously there's no such thing, or unfortunately some people may see this as a male type of thing, or a misogynist type of hadith, but no, this is narrated from her. She's a lady. She's the best of ladies. And she's the one who is saying this. If anybody may have a problem, they need to go and take it up with the books of hadith and try and say that this is not from Allah. But this is a known hadith to be from Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha. So she says that the best thing for a lady, or for the nisa, she says, khayrun lin nisa, that's how hadith starts. So the best thing for ladies is that without there being any need, right? Obviously, this is important. That without there being any need, there's no necessity for her to do so. That those men who are not her mahram, so obviously we have this concept in Islam of mahram and not mahram. So those individuals who are not her mahram, so basically they are not related to her either by blood or by relation or association, such as a husband, her father-in-law, and so on, do not see her. Right? Again, this can have different meaning, whether like she wears the hijab or she stays away from gatherings such as, or from public eye. That's another discussion altogether. But the hadith says that she stays away from the sight of men who are not mahram. And it is, and those people who are not mahram to her, she does not look at them. So here we have two things. So the best thing for a lady is that she is not looked at by those who are not mahram to her. So she does not go to gatherings where she's in this thing. Again, at the time where there's no need for her to do so. If there's a need, there's obviously she has to do what she has to do. And that she doesn't look at those who are non-mahram. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to understand the teachings of Islam in its proper place. And to understand the wisdom behind some of these teachings. If we don't understand the wisdom, at least that we try and practice it because of those individuals who said it. Inshallah, until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا. نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناديتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على فاطمة وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها والسر المستودع فيها بعدد ما أحاط به علمك. Welcome back, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, and also our dear students from Sevier International School. Okay, in the previous session, we talked about Fathatain, Kasratain, and Dhammatain. How would you say them?
An, in, on.
That's it. Great. That much?
Nan, in, nun.
Yeah. Easy as that. Yeah? Simple as that. Now, look. Some of those letters, whenever the Arab speakers, the Quran, the early Muslims, okay, whenever they were saying, okay, some of these letters didn't have any A sound, A sound, or O sound. Yes, Mahdi?
Yeah. Right.
They didn't have a AO sound. Okay?
Okay.
Mm. So, what did they do? Because in order to not to get it wrong, yes,
they put
a sign on the top of that letter which didn't have any AO sound. So what is sukun? Sukun means that the letter doesn't have any AO sound. Fatha, kasra, dhamma. Now let's make some examples. Okay, mim with nun.
Man, min, mun.
Good.
Man, min, mun.
Nice. Fa with lam.
Falafel.
Yeah. There was someone told me that a sentence too much file. Akaltu al-filfila fatafalfala fami fakamfa on fi.
Yes, I understand it, but they don't. They don't understand.
Do you understand Farsi? Arabic?
No, say again.
أَكَلْتُ الْفِلْفِلَ فَتَفَلْفَلَ فَمِي فَكَمْفَ أُنْ فِيهِ
فَكَمْفَ أُنْ فِيهِ أُنْ فِيهِ means nose.
Okay, good. And so, that was nice, easy and simple and very, very, alhamdulillah, comfortable to learn. Okay, so that is about, the sukun sign. Okay?
Sukun.
So the letter that has sukun, we call that letter sakin.
Sakin.
The sign itself has
sukun.
Sukun. Itself is sukun. Yeah. The letter that has fatha mahdi is called maftuh.
Maftuh.
Good. The letter that has kasra.
Kasra? No.
Maksur.
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 The letter that has zamma. Mafhum.
Ma'zur.
So maftuh, maksur.
Ma'mu'.
Sakin. Understood? So, okay. Let's make some words, okay? Trying to practice this sukun. Okay?
Let's start with Mr. Hadi.
Let's start with
Mr. Hadi. Guys, because you're the oldest.
Mr. Hadi. Look.
No, today from Mr. Mahdi.
No.
Yes, Mr. Mahdi.
No problem.
Why me?
So, I start, okay?
Because
I'm
the oldest from there.
Look. So I'm the oldest.
Yes, but from all the kids, I am the oldest.
So, are you kids?
We are 11. I'm 10 years old.
Yes, you're 11, but when's your birthday?
All of these are 11.
Yeah, I'm 5 years old.
Okay, there is... okay, Mahdi, listen. There is Ba with Fatha, Ayn, Sakin, Dal, Dhamma. How should I read this?
Wait, what?
Ba, Ayn, Dal. Ayn has Sukun, Ba, Fatha, Dal, Dhamma.
Ba'du.
You have to join ba'du to ayn.
Ba'du.
Okay. So next one, for example, Hamza, Lam, and Mim. Hamza and Lam. Fatha, Mim has sukun. How do you read this?
Alam.
Good. Now, Ha has Zamma, Mim has sukun.
Ha has Zamma, Mim has sukun.
Ha, hum, hum,
hum,
okay. Lam, Mahdi. Lam, qaf, and dal. Okay, the word lam, qaf, and dal. Lam, fatha, qaf, fatha, dal. Sukun.
Laqad.
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 That's it. So Muhammad Yahya.
Daqal.
Muhammad Yahya. Hamza with kasra. Ha, sukun. Dal with kasra.
Ihdina
Surah Al-Mustaqim. So, like Ayn, Kasra, Lam, Sukun, Mim, Fatha. Ayn, Kasra,
Lam, Sukun,
Mim,
Ilma.
Ilma. Nice.
Ilma.
Ilma.
Rulu means science.
Okay, now let's mix like four letters. Hadi. Ba, Ayn, Tha, Ra. Okay? Ba, Ayn, Tha, and Ra. Ba, Ayn, Ra, Tha, and Ra. Ba, Zamma. How do you say it?
Bu.
Ayn, Sakin.
Bu.
Tha, Kasra. Fi.
Bu'athira.
Ra, Fatha.
Where'd you get the sword from?
Bu'athira.
Bu'athira. Where'd you get the sword from?
Bu'athira.
بؤثرة.
Yes, Mahdi. بؤثرة.
بؤثرة.
بؤثرة. Okay, Mahdi. Next one.
يا مني. Yes.
Sad, Dal, and Ra, and Kaf. Sad has Fatha, Dal, Sakin, Ra, Fatha, Kaf, Sakin.
Sadek. Sir, can you just write it on a piece of paper?
Yeah.
Or show me it.
I'll show you.
I keep forgetting. Now you want
can
to
see
take
this?
Out this map. Huh?
The last one.
Oh, that?
Yeah.
Sadarak.
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 Yes.
Sadarak means back.
Okay,
you're
Hadi,
back.
This one?
So me.
Can you say?
Bihamdi.
Okay,
bihamdi.
How do you read the Surah Al-Fatiha?
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Malik Yawm
Al-Din. So Alhamdu, Alif, Fatiha, Lam, Sukun, Al-Ha, Al, Alif, Fatiha, Lam, Sukun, Al-Ha, Fatiha, Mim, Sukun, Ham, Dal, Dham, Alhamdu. Good. Lillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Maliki Yawmiddin Yawm. Okay, Ya Fatha Waw Sukun Yaw Mim Kasra Yawmi Yawmi
Yawmi
Ghayri Ghayn Fatha Ye Sukun and Ra Kasra. How do you say this?
Ghayri.
Was it difficult?
No, it doesn't.
That was not difficult. Brothers, was it difficult?
No, it
wasn't. Oh, they say no. It was not difficult. You were paying attention. Okay.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض
حياتي. How to learn Quran easy. What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
So we finished sukun as well.
Yes,
it was
we
alhamdulillah easy to say,
examples.
Easy to learn. So because each lesson that we learn, each lesson that we understand, we have to recite
salawat.
Yes.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahu.
Okay, there is one new point and very important point. Brothers, as you listen, something, have you seen a ball, like when you hit it on a ground, it jumps, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, it jumps, yes?
Bounces.
It springs or bounces. Yeah? Okay, okay. Now, this qalqala is a very good and nice one, a nice rule in reciting, okay? In order to, look, we are, dear brothers and sisters, you might be asking me a question like, why should we learn this kind of rules? Why should we learn like sukun? Why should we learn qalqala rule? So we said this one in the first session. We answered this question that in order to learn how to read the Quran fluently, correctly, without any mistake, okay, we have to learn these rules. These rules step by step help us. So now, alhamdulillah, we have learned a lot of rules. This is one of the rules, the other rules, okay? So brothers and sisters and dear students of Sevier International School, the qalqala is a rule that helps us understand some kind of attributes of some of the letters, okay? Now when they are sakin, should we produce a sound like the other ones, the other letters, or no? Like all the letters are the same, or no, they are different. So some of the letters are different.
Like ra.
Okay. Look, how many letters are there in Arabic?
29.
Right?
There's 14.
So five of them are special. So with five of them, we apply the rule of qalqala. We produce a bouncing sound.
Sir,
there's
14.
Good. Make
qutbijat
letters. Okay, what letters? Qaf,
Ta,
Ba, Jim, and Dal. How do you say?
Qutbij.
Qutbij.
Qaf,
Qaf,
Dal,
Dal,
Qaf, Dal,
Ja,
Ja,
and Kha.
Kha, Qutbij.
Okay, now say after me. After me. Okay, the letters. Qaf,
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 Ta, Ta, Ta,
Ta, Ta,
Ba,
Ba,
Ba, Ba,
Fa,
Ba. No, 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 no. Look at me. Look. Five letters are there. Okay, there are five letters. Ba, 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 Jim, and Da. Okay? So, inshallah, in the next session, we are going to practice how to produce a bouncing sound with the sukun sucking letters like these five, okay? We would say, like, for example, ab, ad, okay, this bouncing sound. Inshallah, the next session we will do, okay? Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, do not miss our next sessions, okay? Because they are going to be very, very important ones, okay? Very helpful. So at the end, I really give thanks to Sevier International School Network and also IRIB English Radio, who has been supporting and helping us and holding this kind of Quranic sessions. May Allah, inshallah, reward them as well in this world here and in hereafter, inshallah, okay? May Allah Almighty bless us all. May, inshallah, Lady Fatima, salamu alayha, be happy with us, okay? And let's recite the salawat of Lady Fatima and end this session, okay? اللهم صل على فاطمة وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها وسر المستوصف فيها بعدد ما أحاط به إن شاء الله may Allah resurrect us all with her إن شاء الله and give us the reward of Jannah. Recite it, salawat.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعجل فرجه.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarisi with you with another edition of the program The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Allahumma la ajdu li dhunubi ghafira wa la li qabaihi satira wa la li shay'in min amali al-qabih bil hasani mubaddilan ghayrak la ilaha illa
سبحانك وبحمدك ظلمت نفسي ظلمت نفسي.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of the Divine Kumail supplication, where Imam Ali alayhi salam, the commander of the believers, states, Allahumma, O Allah, la ajidu li dhunubi ghafira, I find no forgiver of my sins, wa la liqaba'ihi satira, no concealer of my wicked acts, wa la li shay'in min amali al-qabih, bil hasani mubaddilan, غيرك. And I find no transformer of any of my wicked acts into good acts but you. This means لا أجد لذنوبي غافرا غيرك. I find no forgiver except you. I find no concealer except you. And I find no transformer of wicked acts into good ones but you. In the previous program, we concluded that the sinners should always be hopeful of his forgiveness, because he will forgive, he will wipe out all of the wrongdoings of the sinners on condition that they truly return. Hopelessness of the Almighty Allah's forgiveness is itself a major sin which only the unbelieving people commit. إِنَّهُ لَا يَيْأَسْ مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. None despairs of Almighty Allah's mercy except the unbelieving people. Also, in the previous program, we had a look at the different verses of the Holy Quran regarding this fact, that the one who repents from his previous sins, the one who does not insist on committing minor sins, and the ones who compensates his previous wrongdoings will surely be subjected to his mercy, will receive his forgiveness. In this regard, the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, lists the signs of a real repentant and says, أَمَّا عَلَامَةُ التَّائِبِ فَأَرْبَعَ. So we had a look at the different verses of the Holy Quran, and let's see what these narrations suggest. أَمَّا عَلَامَةُ التَّائِبِ فَأَرْبَعَ. The Holy Prophet says, a repentant servant of the Almighty Allah has four signs. النَّسِيحَةُ لِلَّهِ فِي عَمَلِهِ. Complete obedience of Allah in deeds and behaviors, وَتَرْكُ الْبَاطِلِ, and leaving the untruth, وَلُزُومُ الْحَقِّ, and sticking to the truth, وَالْحِرْسُ عَلَى الْخَيْرِ, and the intense enthusiasm to do good. This means that if you truly have the Almighty Allah in your mind before doing any kind of action, if you try to leave the untruth, if you try to separate your path from the untruth, and if you try to stick to truth and continue doing good in your society, in your environment, you are a true repentant.
One whose neediness is extreme, and who supplicates his needs to you, and whose desire for that which is with you has become great. O Allah, great is your kingdom, and exalted is your greatness. Your plan is secret, your authority is manifest, your might is victorious and subduing, and your power is prevalent throughout, and it is not possible to escape from your dominion. O Allah, apart from you, I do not find anyone able to pardon my sins, nor to conceal my shameful acts, nor do I have anyone except you to change my evil deeds into virtues. There is no God but you, glory and praise be to you.
I have oppressed my own soul. I had the audacity to sin by my ignorance. I have relied upon my ancient remembrance of you and your grace towards me. O Allah, my Lord, how many of my ugly deeds have you concealed? How many of my grievous afflictions have you abolished? And how many stumblings of mine have you prevented? How many of my detestable acts have you averted? And how many of my undeserving praises have you spread abroad?
Thank you, Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. Feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua. Also, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَفْتَحَ عَلَىٰ عَبْدٍ بَابَ الشُّكْرِ وَيُغْلِقُ عَنْهُ بَابَ الزِّيَادَةِ. The Almighty Allah is not to open the doors of gratitude to His servant, but close the doors of increased blessings. Imam Ali alayhi salam continues, وَلَا لِيَفْتَحَ عَلَىٰ عَبْدٍ بَابَ الدُّعَاءِ وَيُغْلِقُ عَنْهُ بَابَ الْإِجَابَةِ. He is not to allow the servants to supplicate, but limit fulfillment of his supplication. وَلَا لِيَفْتَحَ لِعَبْدٍ بَابَ التَّوْبَةِ وَيُغْلِقُ عَنْهُ بَابَ الْمَغْفِرَةِ. And he does not intend to open the doors of repentance, but at the same time close the doors of his forgiveness. We have this kind of Almighty Allah who does not do these things. He has opened the door of gratitude for increasing our blessings. He has opened the door of supplication for being answered, for fulfillment of those supplications. And more importantly, He has opened the door of repentance. Of course, based on their own conditions. But the fact is that He has opened this door of repentance for seeing the forgiveness of the true repentance of the servant. So this is what Imam Ali alayhi salam in this part says. Allahumma la ajidu li dhunubi ghafira. O Allah, I find no forgiver of my wrongdoings. We'll continue about the remaining parts, dear listeners, in the next programs. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
This man changed the world.
Allahu Akbar!
Khomeini rahbar, Allahu akbar. Khomeini rahbar.
Our bosses couldn't cope with the idea of an 80-year-old Ayatollah, which they didn't even know what an Ayatollah was, who lived on garlic and onions and yogurt, directing a revolution that was about to topple America's most important ally.
Shoma dar in qarn mojiza kardid, millat Iran, millat mojiza asay qarn ast.
Allahu akbar, Khomeini rahbar. Allahu akbar.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Exalted, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Salam, hello, and welcome to our audience, particularly a warm welcome to our audience who are listening to the program, The Man Who Changed the World and Still Is. Of course, I refer to Imam Khomeini. May God bless his great soul, for which the supreme leader of the revolution of the Islamic Republic of Iran has referred to and has said that the revolution that occurred in this part of the world and for the rest of the world in its entirety cannot be understood without the great personality of Imam Khomeini. From the previous program, we were at the stage where we've discussed about claim, we've discussed about the fact that there have been enemies of the revolution as well. And of course, Imam Khomeini referred to a very big enemy of this revolution, which he referred to in the form of two enemies. One being American Islam, and the other, the great Satan. Now, we mentioned in this program that Imam Khomeini, may God bless his great soul, whatever word he said was law. In other words, he's not saying words for the sake of saying them because it's either good PR or because of the fact that it's something to do with just saying something for the moment, which is what many other personalities and leaders of previous revolutions have done in the past in order to make people hate a particular enemy. Imam Khomeini never hated anyone. He was stating facts. So when he states the fact that the Americans or the USA is the great Satan, what did he mean by that? Did he mean that they're behaving like Satan? They show the characteristics of Satan? In terms of the fact that we discussed in the previous program that Satan's objective is not just simply that we abandon principles or that we abandon God or stop our belief in God or become infidels, but the fact is that he wants the complete abasement and the abuse and disgrace of mankind in the sight of God. He's not satisfied with anything less, because going to hell is only part of the process in which he would like to see man fall. So we're putting everything in the context of the Holy Quran, because of course the Holy Quran is an account of what happens to man when he abandons God or loses his faith in God, and what happens to man when he does believe in God. And that's what Imam Khomeini wanted to show by his example to the rest of the world in the late 20th century, when religion had really taken a back seat. Once again, I've got Dr. Hassani to help me with this discussion. And I'd like to welcome him on the program once again.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for having
me. Yes, and Dr. Hassani, of course, is an Islamic researcher and academic by profession. Dr. Hassani, take us into the next stage of this debate and this discussion, because you've talked about humiliation and debasement by Satan from the Holy Quran. But we are looking at, what are our Satans now? Is it still Satan in the form of the USA, or are we talking about something entirely different here? Because Imam Khomeini made a statement, and he said the great Satan can't do anything. So take us into that stage. Why did Imam Khomeini say that, and what did he mean by it?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Again, so many different subjects, one at a time, as much as I can elaborate
sure,
on.
Sure, sure.
And I would like to start by, my style of talking. Mm-hmm. In order to think, you have to raise a good question. Brother Ejaz, every question is not, according to Islamic teaching, Quranic, mm-hmm. every